Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Responsible behavior. It wasn't me. I didn't do it. I think it was her. It's not my fault. If she would have kept her mouth closed, I could have done something. They were here first. Why didn't they do it? I didn't see it there. They should have put it over there and it wouldn't have been broken. How often have you heard these statements? Have you ever made these statements or similar ones yourself? These are the statements of someone who does not want to take responsibility. They want to blame someone else. Have you ever tried to duck, to dodge, deflect, hide from, shift blame, or blame something on someone else? This happens each day in your home, on your job, in your community, and in your interaction with others. Each day, someone near you has been irresponsible and tried to find a way to blame someone else. Blaming others does not take much effort. All blame needs is a willing participant. Where did blame come from? How did it find its way to the gate of our mind and out of the door of our lips? Blame was given birth when man ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You see, when man was created, he only knew good. He only knew how to be responsible. Remember, God placed him in the Garden of Eden to care for it and everything God had created? Man didn't know blame. He only knew good as he viewed everything around him, that it was very good, according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, and serving the purpose for which God created. Everything changed when the wrong conversation took place in Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. How many of you know that some conversations you don't need to get involved with? After the conversation came, the fall of man, and now he knew good and evil. Evil brought with it a desire to have the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, according to Genesis chapter 3, verses 6 and 7. The knowledge of good and evil gave birth and manifestation of it in the actions of man. In Genesis chapter 3, verses 11 through 13, we see the downward spiral of man as he disobeyed God and then blamed God for his actions. And he said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you that you should not eat?" Then the man said, "The woman you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate." And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." Look at how Adam blamed God and the woman blamed the serpent. They, both Adam and Eve, participated in responsible behavior resulting in blaming others. Today, be responsible. Know that God is counting on you to take responsibility for the garden he has planted and placed you in. You are to be responsible for everything in the garden he has given to you, which includes you, your wife, your husband, your home, your children, your job, your money, your family, and the purpose God has for your life. Be responsible today. Responsibility brings rewards. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.